When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here. Super excited for everyone that's been doing a listener survey, but none of you are leaving a name. So, I mean, I don't want to shout out your email just as a privacy thing for you, but shout out to everyone that did the listener survey over the weekend and again left your various emails. I love you all. Now, this is the last week to submit responses to get entered for a chance to win a $50 Amazon gift card. So make sure you go to marketadventures.co/giveaway before it's too late. So I've been looking into mostly tech and Bitcoin plays to employ our first $20 trade. Now, if you missed last week's episodes on Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be doing a $20 challenge where we're investing $20 for the next 2 months to see how much money we can build in that time using swing trading of stocks and options. I let you know what stock or security or option I'm going to buy the day of. So if I want to buy something today, I would have told you in this episode. So stay tuned for that $20 trade. I'm going to be watching the price action today, Monday, and see how things move. And then from there, we'll make our decision. But I've got a couple names on the watch list. I don't want to say them yet until one of them sets up. Today, we're going to take a look at some expert trading principles for earning consistent profits in the markets by one of the world's legendary traders, Mark Douglas. Enjoy the episode. So, according to Mark Douglas, the biggest difference between professional traders and you and me is simply this. They developed a skill. Two things you should grab from that should be that they developed something and they developed a skill. Now, those two words, because I didn't say that they were born with an investing gene or into a family of already successful traders. They didn't go to school for business. They didn't read a million books. I mean, they did read a lot of books, but that's not the reason. They developed a skill, right? That means that you can do it too, right? Because that is something that's open to all of us. Now, if you're born with a talent, that's different. But we're not talking about talents here. We're not talking about, you know, you're 10 years old and you can dunk a basketball, right? You're probably born with the ability to jump very high. We're talking about the guy that can shoot three-pointers, right, from anywhere on the court, aka Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? So what is that skill, right, that anybody can develop, right? It's the ability to trade without fear, right? Mark made a living as a successful trader and helped turn around the careers of countless others through coaching and his publications. And I'm going to have a guest on here within a very, very short amount of time, within the next week or so, that actually retired from IBM and became a full-time trader and is now retired and only trades to make a full-time income, right? So Mark is a famous trader that wrote books about it, but we're going to have a guest on here who was able to do the same thing by the age of 41 or 42, right? 41 or 42, one of those two, right? But for the last 20 years, he hasn't really been doing much but trading, which is pretty cool. But anyway, that the main thing is trading without fear, right? And the main thing he sought in his coaching was mindset, eliminating that fear. Once you can control that fear of trading, right, then you just need an edge, right? Because that's step one, is controlling the fear. But step two is, okay, while you have the fear under control, or you think you do, you need an edge. You need a trading plan or a strategy that identifies entry and exit signals, right? So now you have the tool. Once you have the blueprint for the house, right, now you have the tool to put that to work, right? Once you have that mindset, now you have the actual implement you're going to use to put it to work. Now, the second thing, right, we talked about the mental being the first and the plan to execute being the second. But the funny thing is that even after you have the mindset, okay, I know I'm not afraid to trade, this isn't a lot of money, whatever your reason is, whatever your way is to get into it, the second part of having the plan, people think, okay, now that I'm fearless, now that I have a plan, it's easy. The crazy part is, after you have that plan, you actually have to circle back around to step one again. You have to loop back to step one before you can go to three, right? And step one is controlling that emotion. Because even though you have a plan, it's one thing to have a plan, it's one thing to execute and hit the buy and sell button, right? It's one thing to have a blueprint and actually put the nail in a piece of wood, right? Or to put this concrete up and layer it, right? It's one thing to break ground on a development, right, than to just purchase the land, right? Anyone can buy land. It's not hard to buy land, but to actually put the first wood into the ground or stone into the ground or steel beam into the ground, that is another level. And you have to address the mental part of that too, right? So this involves eliminating expectations, right? Because now you have a plan. You've identified entry and exit. You have identified things that you want to happen, right? You want to enter here low. You want to exit here high, right? That is what you want. But now you're going to have an implicit expectation that you're going to do well, right? Because you've researched this plan, right? You got to be able to eliminate expectations of an outcome when you click the buy or sell button, right? Not expecting to win or lose, but understanding that you're just increasing the probability of success, right? Based halfway, or half of it is based on your edge, right? Your plan. Half of it is based on the randomness of the market. And nothing has to do with you. You can do nothing about it except for getting halfway in the door, and the market has to take care of the other half, right? So by having an expectation set on your trading plan, right? However much you could have spent $3,000 in a trading plan and you can make jack squat from it. I can spend $25 in a trading plan and become a millionaire, right? Half of it is that mental, and then half of it is that mental, and then the other half is the randomness of the market. And then the half that's the mental, remember, we're talking about half of it being mental, but zero parts being just your ability to click, right? Or maybe 1% being your ability to click, but that 50% being the randomness of the market. Now, I'm rambling, right? I'm twisting around that one focal point because I want you to hear me, right? It's super hard to get past these first two points. The third step, which is clicking the button, right? That 1%, you got to be able to click it, or at least you got to be able to tell somebody else to click it, right? To get in and get out of the trade. The third part is easy. Even the second part is easy. You could literally go to Gumroad.com. You can go to, I'm sure, other sites, Udemy, right? You can go to anywhere and you can find somebody who has a trading plan. You can go on YouTube. I mean, every other friggin' video I click is a YouTube ad. Someone trying to sell a course or sell what do they call them things? The proprietary trading systems. Whatever. I mean, you can find them around the corner. You can find a trading system that works, that statistically has been proven to work. You can find a trading group, right? A Discord group that does shout outs. By the way, I'm starting a Discord group very, very soon. I'll let you know when I do. But you can join one, find a plan that works, and seek to execute it. But the number two and the number three do not work without the number one. Getting past that fear of trading, the fear of losing money, the excitement of winning money. You have to get past the expectations of winning and losing, because half of it is not, more than half of it, I won't even say half, more than half of it you cannot control, right? So everyone's so focused on step two and three, they forget they need step one to be consistent, and that, you know, we're no better than monkeys. We can click and pull and prod and make things happen, but we can't control the emotions of other people, right? And a crazy part is, right, this is what separates the professionals from the non-professionals. They can click the buy and sell button with such a cold feeling towards the market, right? And they just know, okay, this is a plan, right? Or their computers, right? Because they're trading with computers. They know that this is a plan. We put the plan in the computer. We put the traders on the floor. We tell them to buy here and sell here. And it needs to just be done. Get the emotion out of it. And if you lose 3 times out of 10, you're okay with losing 3 times out of 10 because the goal was to become profitable. And 7 out of 10 is profitable. Right. And then there are obviously subtle nuances, and this is much more layered than I'm making it seem in this short episode, but that's just a general understanding. So what I would suggest, right, is going to YouTube for free and watching Mark Douglas's trading workshops. I actually put the YouTube video in the link for the episode. Go and check that out. It's literally, I think, 4 workshops. And they're super, super, super in-depth, transformative. And you can play it in the background, the background, and just absorb it. Or you can go and just read his books. He's put out many, many books. One of the great books is Trading in the Zone, which I have, right? But before you go and buy the book, because I don't want you to buy the book and have it collect dust, go to YouTube right now, and I want you to click the link and go to see one of his workshops. Right, it's called a Trading in the Zone workshop with Mark Douglas, and look, part 1. Go there and watch it and absorb it and realize how powerful this stuff is. And then, if you want to, go and read his book. Right, so just understand these steps. Right, step 1 is the mental, getting past that fear. Right, getting past that fear so that you can trade. Right, trading without fear at all. Also trading without expectations, right? Trading very cold and heartless, emotionless, passionless. Trading without any of that stuff and trading based on a plan, right? Identifying risk, right? All that stuff is part of that strategy, that step 2, right? Understanding all that stuff, and it doesn't have to be yours. You can go out there and take somebody else's who they've proven is successful, and then you apply that, but you apply it with what step 1 requires, right? You can trade anybody's plan as long as you have step 1 and you make sure that plan is sound and has a proven track record, right? And you know how to execute it efficiently to the T. And then step 3, you just have to click buy or sell. Have a great interview for you tomorrow. Make sure you come back and tune in bright and early. I'm liking this. I'm just telling you this because I know some of you did not stick around to listen to the outro. I love putting gems in the outro. I'm liking Baba, Alibaba, for our first $20 trade. They have a price target, conservative price target of 270, but the average estimate is in the 300s. Right now, it's at 220. So, I'll let you know if I'm going to make a move on it tomorrow. But I just wanted to give you guys a little treat for sticking around to the outro. Make sure you come back tomorrow and go take the survey. Go to marketadventures.co/giveaway and take the survey. I don't care what you're doing right now. If you're commuting, you know, don't drive and use a phone. But if you're, you know, doing homework, you're sweeping the table, you're changing the kids, whatever it is, pause it, go to marketadventures.co/giveaway, take the survey so I can keep making this content for you. I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security, seek adventure.